Now let's go out to Wendy Patrick. Wendy, there you are.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. So I guess we should start with, I know we're going to talk about General Kelly, but maybe we should start with the allegations that President Trump dictated, so to speak, these misleading statements that that Trump Jr. put out regarding the meeting with a Russian lawyer.
That's right. So Donald Trump is being charged with being a dictator. Now, we've heard this in one sense for the last 6 months, and now we're hearing it in quite another. And interestingly, that was one of the topics that came up during the daily press briefing today. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the following. She said he weighed in on drafting the press release. She said he did not dictate it. She wasn't in the room, so she didn't have firsthand knowledge, but she was on the plane. She was on Air Force One when this apparently happened. And she kept adding, like any father would. So, well, first of all, not every father would help craft those kinds of talking points when it's of this kind of importance. But she really made it sound like he was trying to be transparent about the fact that he voiced his opinion as to what should go in there. And the interesting thing about the story that broke is it really didn't name the sources. And I know you and I and your listeners, everyone probably is a little bit suspicious when a source doesn't, you know, when it's an anonymous account, as this one was.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, it's another leak, right, from the White House.
It's one of so many leaks. But, you know, leaking in and of itself is not necessarily criminal. It is against regulations for sure. But this leak, like some of the others, has been verified in part. In other words, Trump didn't say, hey, I don't know what you're talking about. The White House today, I mean, it wrapped up about 10 minutes ago, said, yes, he weighed in.
Yeah. And you know, again, these leaks from the White House continue to be a problem, and they're blaming Priebus, but now who are they going to blame?
Well, I know. They're blaming Priebus, but I got to tell you that there's a little bit of truth in so many of the different things that we've heard. And one of the things the White House is doing, and I've been following this very closely with respect to the press briefings, they are getting out in front of so many stories that they know they're going to break. And that is why this story about what was going to be discussed at that meeting with Trump's son came up. Apparently, the people close to Trump and the presidency all said, you know what, we've got this email, the media has this email, let's be transparent. And that's why I think we're seeing a lot more information being released, some of which continues to be corroborated. Very interesting.
Well, explain what you mean by that. Why is it interesting?
Because sometimes leaks, I mean, leaks by nature are, a lot of the time you think of it as a leak of truthful information. And this presidency thus far, for 6 months, has been characterized by allegations of hashtag fake news. But what we've been seeing in some of the information that's being, let's just say it's being released, so we don't know who's doing it, but it's actually, some of it's been corroborated, including what was supposedly a bombshell. What the White House press briefing did is they said, yeah, okay, Trump was involved, and it really took all the wind out of everybody's sails. There was only one question about it, and then they all moved on to something else. It was almost as if, by failing to contradict a big story, it made it a lot less interesting.
Oh my God! So that's disappointing. That's deflating for me, in the sense that what are they wasting their time spinning their wheels on then, if something that, when it's confirmed, is a non-story?
I know, and that's what has really, you know, dogged some of the people in the administration who haven't been willing to admit stories. Any bit of denying makes it all that more interesting. But as you know, I mean, when actually you fess up to, at least to some extent, it makes it, let's just say, a lot less interesting. And you know, the other thing, Dr. Drew, is there are so many other things to talk about.
And there's nothing illegal about misleading or lying to the press. I mean, all he has to do is try and go, you mislead and lie to the public all the time. You want to take some misleading statements? Good. We'll give them to
That's
you.
That's right. It was more of an ethical violation. It wasn't classified information, so it didn't fall into one of those criminal categories. No. It was bad form, bad credibility, that type of thing. But you're right, it's not illegal.
Talking to Wendy Patrick, political commentator. You can see Wendy at Wendy Patrick PhD, where you can find her on Twitter and on her website. She's also a theologian. And what should we make of General Kelly getting there, beginning to flex his muscles? What is your take on what's gone down the last 36 hours or so?
I think he has not wasted a minute getting to work. He is going to try to tame the Wild West wing, and he started with the most controversial figure of all, Scaramucci. And, you know, it's interesting. He was only in there 1 week, and that's all we talked about, we being the media, the entire time he was there. And the very first thing that Kelly did is really show that he has too much respect for the office to keep Scaramucci. Now, I'm paraphrasing some of which been what's been leaked of a lot of people that have been speaking to the media about what happened. The interesting thing now is, given the, you know, the people were basically dropping like flies when it came to whether they were fired or whether they were resigning, we'll have to see whether General Kelly's really coming to the table is going to provide some stability, which is really what they need. And I say that because even figures like Sean Spicer, and I don't know if this is going to happen or not, but remember, he supposedly left because of Scaramucci's arrival. Yeah. Maybe now he's going to stay. Maybe positions will be more secure. But one thing, Dr. Drew, that we're going to have to keep our eye on is whether or not he actually is going to function as that gatekeeper. One of the other questions that Sarah Sanders was asked at the briefing today was, well, gosh, are the president's family members going to have to get a permission slip in order to come in and see him? And she kind of hesitated in answering that because Trump's got an open door policy. He wants it that way. So to say that every single person that wants to contact the president is going to have to go through the chief of staff, that's unrealistic in this administration.